This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So, hey, especially for all you dog pet parents out there, what do you do when your dog wants to go out? You know, you either build a special dog door or have one built, or, you know, you get up and get down, up and down to let your dog out, or your cat. And it can be a pain, right? Well, my guest today created the most amazing product. Stay tuned. You do not want to miss this show. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I would like to welcome Shruti Ladani. And Shruti, you can pronounce your name again, so it's better than what I did. If I messed it up, I do apologize. She is the co-founder of Smart Slider. Welcome, Shruti.
Nice to have on this show.
I'm so happy to have you. So Smart Slider is, it's incredible. But what made you think of inventing it? Why did you decide to invent Smart Slider?
Yeah, the Smart Slider idea came from our personal experience. When we moved to our multi-story home years ago, at the time we were upgrading our home with all the smart technologies like lights, blinds, speakers, and stuff like that. At the time, we realized the need for something to automatically control doors and windows. And that need became necessity one time when we went on the trip and we forgot to close our top floor window, and it was a rainy day. So we were worried about all the repair and potential damage out of that. So long story short, we started looking for the device that we could control doors and windows. We couldn't find anything, even though this technology is not new. In cars, we have power windows since years, but there's nothing for the residential homes and windows. So that leads us to create the Smart Slider. So Smart Slider is the product that goes onto the existing sliding doors and windows, and you can automatically open and close. You can basically control with mobile app, voice assistant speakers, or even with the remote control. There are many other ways to open and close, including smart watch and smart sensor, but out of all, most favorite for our customers are the pet bars. So with pet bars, Smart Slider can work as the smart pet door.
Okay, Shruti, we'll get to pet pass. So you created Smart Slider based on just a need. There was nothing out there, and you had a situation where a window was open, what I think you said, and it was raining, and, you know, no way to remotely close the window. I read some amazing reviews on your site with people that have pets. One thing I have to say, and we'll start talking about Pet Pass in a moment, but with pets, I live in a place that's warm and I have sliders, and we had to kind of like make a special door for the cats, but it's not the best thing because it lets in bugs. It doesn't close. And if it's open and not closed, the air conditioner goes out. And yes, everyone who's been listening for a while, I'm in South Florida, so even in December, we have air conditioning. You know, it gets hot in the house. But then if it's closed, cats can't come back in. So it's a challenge. How does Smart Slider work with the Pet Pass? And I know now you also, besides the Pet Pass, you have a special collar strap. So how would this work for your dogs?
Yeah, so with Smart Slider, with Pet Pass, just think Pet Pass is the pet tag. It's like it has the wireless key that you attach to your dog's collar. So when your dog wants to go out, when your dog waits near to the door, Smart Slider senses the Pet Pass and it will authorize the opening just enough for your dog. So you can set the opening width for your door from the mobile app. Once your dog passes by, Smart Slider automatically closes by itself, and you can also configure the time when you want to close the Smart Slider. So when your dog wants to come back in, he does the same thing. And with Smart Slider, your dog only needs to stand next to the door, and Smart Slider does the rest of the thing. And every time when dog operates the door, owner will get notification on their mobile app, so it will give them peace of mind. And if you are still worried, there is a send request mode. So how send request mode works is when your dog waits near the door, instead of automatically authorize the opening, it will send notification on owner's phone saying like dog is waiting at the door. And then owner can look at the surrounding from their camera and decide whether to open or not. So basically Smart Slider with Pet Pass, it's more secure solution rather than the flap doors where any wild animal can gain access inside the home. Smart Slider only opens the door while it detects the pet, your dog, with the Pet Pass. So it's more convenient, secure. It gives freedom to your dog and peace of mind to the owners.
Thank you for explaining that. And I was reading a review, so I kind of know the answer to this, but what about safety? So what if you have a slow dog? Is there a chance that the dog's tail could get caught or anything like that?
Yeah, good thing you asked that. Safety was the first feature that we implemented. We all, the founder, had small kids when we were developing the Smart Slider. And my daughter, she was like at that time 3 years old. She places her hand in between the door while it was closing. Good thing safety feature is working since then. So basically it works similar to the car's power window safety feature. It's pinch safety mechanism. So whenever it detects the obstruction, door retracts back. Not only that, it will send the notification to the owner saying the obstruction. So owner can look at that. And then they can clear the obstruction and close the door.
I have an interesting question for you because, you know, there's different doors and types of doors all over the country. Some people have double pane. Some people have, where I live in hurricane land, I have impact glass. Does it matter how heavy the sliding glass door is?
Yeah. So I would like to say we have customers all around in the USA. Right from like Hawaii, Florida, Alaska. So it works in all the weather conditions and all different kinds of sliding glass doors and windows. So doesn't matter how heavy your door, it just how smooth your door is working. Because Smart Slider needs to operate under drag force. And it's compatible with most of the sliding door and window. It works on two pan door. And some of our creative users are even using on their four panel door.
Do you have anyone that does not have a sliding glass door that might use it on their window to let their pet out? I guess it would have to be a lot.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting question. And we do have. We have customers using on their window, and not only they are not using for their dog, but they are using for their cats. So they have a ramp for the cat to go up to the sliding window, and they are using the Smart Slider to give automatic opening and closing.
I was going to ask you also, yes, for cats, because cats in many, you know, places, people are fortunate enough to be able to have what we call a catio, you know, like a patio for their cats. And that's what I have for mine. And they like to go in and out all the time. But I have sliders. But most people, if they, you know, if you say if you live in a condo and you have a catio, you wouldn't have, well, you might have a slider, but you might be more comfortable using a window.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this right before our break. I have one more question, then we'll talk more about if it's hard to install and all of that. What about if you have a screen door?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So if you have when you are using the smart slider, you need to keep your screen door open. But if you are still worried, you can use the flexible screen doors. So many of our customers are using the flexible screen door. Or if you want to keep using your screen door, then there is a small pad inserts coming for the screens that you can use.
So if you have a screen, you'd have to either not have the screen open, maybe pushed all the way to the side of the slider that's not being opened?
So if you have the screen, you can either push all the way open so that whenever your dog wants to go in and out, smart slider can provide opening with your door, and you can attach the flexible screens. If you might come through, like if you can type on the web, there's like flexible screens, so dog can go in and out through the screen. Another option is if you want to keep your screen door closed, then there are some flexible inserts for the pet that I've seen our customers are using.
That's so interesting. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Shruti. She is the co-founder of Smart Slider. So we've talked a lot about smart sliders, what it's about, how it works with a pet pass, and the technology is just amazing. And it can be used on windows, sliding glass doors. Let's talk more about safety, because you have some great reviews. And I was a little bit amazed at how people are using it. But do people have concerns about what if, somebody tries to rob me and opens the door somehow? Or is it easier to open than a regular door? So is there a chance that it could be opened by someone I don't want coming in my house?
That's a good question. So Smart Slider comes with self-locking mechanism. So that's give you peace of mind. So even though with your regular door, you need to remember to lock your door. With Smart Slider, it has self-locking mechanism, so you don't have to remember to close or lock. And even though from your mobile app, you can always check the status of your door, whether it's open or closed. And another thing, you can create the routines. With the Google Home or Alexa, you can create the routines. If you want to close your door every night at like 10 p.m., so if it's open, you can create some routines to just ensure that it's closed every night.
So I was reading about people using it with Alexa.
Yep.
And also people that were traveling across, you know, they're, I don't know, in Europe and they live in the U.S. and they were able to control and open the door for their dogs because they knew that their, I think when Marie said they knew their larger dog likes to do number ones, mm-hmm. and, you know, go take a leak in the yard in the middle of the night. And they were able to do this.
Yeah. So with, as I said, Smart Slider, there are many ways you can control your sliding glass door. So people, we have many customers that are using remotely while they are at work or they are on their trip. So they can use the mobile app to check status and open the door for the dog. And also with Alexa, when they are at home, they can just shout out to the Alexa. It's like, open the door and it will open for them. And another good thing is you can set the schedule. So if you know the time your dog wants to go in and out, you can set the schedule. And as well as with the Pet Pass, you can also enable and disable the Pet Pass feature. So let's say for the night time, you don't want to give automated opening for your dog, you can disable that feature during that time. So there are many ways you can control the door for your need, and you can customize according to your need.
When you say customize, Shruti, is it just on the app, just make a change and that's it?
Yeah, so it's on the app and through the Alexa. So through the Alexa, you can create the routines, as well as from the app, you can change the setting. Let's say when your dog grows out from the small size to medium size with a traditional flap door, you need to go and change the door. Here, it's as easy as just changing the setting for the opening width, that you can do it from the mobile app. So this is just one example. And so all those kinds, it's just very easy. You can control from the mobile app. You can change some setting, create new routines that works for you. And that's how you can make your busy life easy.
Of course, as you're talking about this, I'm thinking more and more things. You know, this is a great idea. And I know fur babes are four-legged, you know, but there's those two-legged, you know, babes that we have for kids. How many times do kids leave doors open, right? And don't lock and don't check things. And, you know, they're kids. I mean, it's expected. It's what you do when you're a kid. But how handy is this just to make sure everything is locked up and everything's shut? Now, let's talk about Smart Slider. How is it to install and how is it to order? What do you need to do?
Yep. So if I address you the installation first, it's very easy DIY installation. From the very first units that we shipped, we got the review from 65-year-old lady, saying that she found the installation of Smart Slider very easy and straightforward. She did it by herself without any help. And at that time, we had even document-style instruction. Now we have step-by-step video instruction available on our website. It's just three steps. First, you need to install the brackets. Second, you snap the Smart Slider onto that. And third, you put the corner piece on your sliding door. That's it. And then our mobile app, it has this AI, self-AI calibration. So you don't have to do it anything manually. You set everything from the mobile app. So that's how easy it is to install and set up the Smart Slider. I would encourage you to go to our website. That's lychethings.com. Lychee as in fruit, things as the Internet of Things. So once again, it's lychethings.com. It's lychethings.com. Or you can go to the web and search for Smart Slider, Smart Pet Door.
We'll also have the information on our episode page for this show. There'll be a link to Smart Slider's website.
And I would like to share a special code for the listener. So you can use the code that is Pet Life, the show's name. You can use, while you are checking out, you can use the code Pet Life. That will give you the special discount.
Pet Life?
Yes.
So for everybody listening, with the special code Pet Life, you'll have a special discount. So head over to the website now. Also, Shruti, what I wanted to ask you about was, what about sizes? So if someone's going to order, and I have to say, I put mine up, it is pretty easy because I'm somewhat handy, but I'm also somewhat klutzy. Like I drop things and cut myself and injure myself. And I had a pretty easy time. So I was impressed. I did look at the instructions and website. I normally try to figure things out, but I did not do that this time. But when you need order, it's specific to your slider.
Yeah. And it's very easy. When you go to the website, you need to just choose the three things like mounting. So for the doors, we recommend top mount. You need to select like which side is your sliding panel, whether left or right, and what size. So based on small, medium, and large, those are the standard sizes that could fit to most of the sliding door. So we have all the compatibility instruction available on our website. When you go there, there's pictures that will guide you how to measure them and how to select the Smart Slider that will fit to your door.
Now, where do you see the future for Smart Slider? You have Smart Sliders for sliding doors, you have them for windows, and for dogs and cats, which is fantastic. What next?
So I'm excited to share that we are working on the new feature that is push buttons for the pets. So just imagine your dog can open the door by pushing the button. So that's the next feature that we are working on. So with the smart slider, it's like Tesla. We keep innovating things, adding things to it, and it's just a matter of software update. So even though we got the smart slider a year before, with just software update, they'll get access to the new features when we release it. And not just with the smart slider.
So it's backward compatible.
Yes, it is. For the next, we are also working on covering other different kinds of doors and windows rather than only focusing on the sliding door. So that's our next thing.
Do you think that there may be, I don't know, my mind is just going here. So, but do you think there may be at some point a home builder that is able to incorporate smart slider technology in the entire house?
I would definitely see that. Can you imagine, like in 1940s, cars have introduced the power windows. Now, in this today, do you imagine rolling up the windows in your car? So it's the same. Like smart slider is just the beginning, and we definitely see after a few years, it's pretty common in the home.
I can't wait. So where, again, people can go to smartslider.com to find out more about smart slider?
So they can either type the smart slider or they can go to lychethings.com.
Okay, lychethings.com, and we'll have the information on the episode page for this show. So Shruti, you just recently won an award at one of the bigger trade shows. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. So we launched our product at the CES. So CES is the Consumer Electronics Show, and we launched it there in 2022. On the very first day, we got featured by the Wall Street Journal as the top innovations list for the smart home. And later this year, in 2023, we received Innovations Award by CES for the smart slider.
Congratulations. That is amazing. Wall Street Journal and all the accolades from CES, that's amazing. And I'm sure everyone listening to Best Bets is saying, what's even more amazing is I won't have to be getting up and down to let my dog out. The last thing I want to ask you about is it easy enough to incorporate cameras? You know, these days everybody has like Ring and other brands.
Yes.
If you want to be even more secure, because I know smart slider, yeah, it is what it is, but you can also put a camera. So if you have any concerns about, you know, or if you're, you know, nervous about your door opening if you're not home.
Yeah, that's a great question. And many of our customers are using it. So it's very easy. Even you can set the triggers from the camera. So it's very easy. Let's say if you are using Ring or Blink or whatever similar cameras, that you can set trigger with the Alexa or Google. So you can also set, like, when your camera detects the dog, it will open the door. So you can set those kind of routines into the Alexa or Google. And those are just the few things that, that's the idea. Smart slider, you can use wherever you think of opening and closing the door. So it works with various other smart sensors, and our users are really creative enough. And sometimes they surprise us coming up with the new ideas using the smart slider.
I could see us all becoming like having James Bond type homes, you know? Eventually, my eyes will look inside the camera or whatever the plate at my home and open. And I love it. And it was much easier with my cats because they like to go in and out, you know. So thank goodness for Smart Slider. I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets and telling us about Smart Slider. And I can't wait to see where this product goes. I mean, have my dog push a button and open a door. How great is that? You know, yes. Especially if they get locked in places. But thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me on the show.
I hope everybody enjoyed today's show. Please check out the episode page for this show to get the link to go to the Smart Slider website, or just do a search. It's Smart and Slider, but spelled with a Y, S-L-Y-D-R. Well, first, I want to thank Shruti, the co-founder of Smart Slider, for coming on the show and telling us all about it. I want to thank my cat crew, who helped me test the Smart Slider by going in and out of the door. I think they had fun with it opening and closing, and they weren't scared at all, which I thought was a bonus. My cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. And of course, a huge thank you to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate you so much. Thank you, thank you. And thanks for all the great ideas and suggestions you send my way. If you have any, send them to Michelle at PetLifeRadio.com. And of course, the show wouldn't be the same without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark, for all you do. And keep listening, because you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.